Who's there? I said, who's there? Listen, I can hear you. You're making a damn racket, stomping around in the leaves, breaking twigs. So best pluck up the courage and come in. I can't help you if I can't even see you. That wasn't so hard, was it? Good grief. I don't know what you people are always so afraid of. It's not as though people come to see me and then vanish, like I cooked them into a stew or something. You think I'm going to judge you? You can't possibly be afraid of what I'll think of you. As if anyone in your town gives half a damn what I think. I'll leave the judgment to your priests. So, what is it you need help with? I'll just list the usual things, and you can nod or shake your head since you seem too shy to talk. Are you with child? Bad blood? Monthly troubles? Problems with your stomach? Headaches? You know I don't actually make love potions or do curses, don't you? Well, out with it then, girl. What do you need? Oh. So, you were born with the parts of a man, but the spirit of a woman. And you wish there to be a transformation, as it were. Well, I'll say this. You've done a fair job with the simpler parts. I certainly took you for a typical townswoman visiting me with one of the usual woman's troubles. Your hair and face are passing fair, and you've dressed the part beautifully. I've heard my sisters speak of cases like this, though most of the spells I've heard have been for the reverse. I'm afraid I've never worked this particular magic myself. Can I do it? Well, I'll say this. It's going to take a bit of creativity on my part. And actual magic. Most of the complaints I get are so boring I forget I actually am a witch, instead of just a very poorly recompensed physicker. But yes, I can do it. Though if the wrong people in town hear I truly do have this sort of power, I'll be in a hell of a lot of danger. I can trust in your secrecy, can't I? And you can trust in mine. Let's see if we can put this to rights. Just a pinch, splash, a little bit of hot water, and a touch of honey. Here you go, girl. Drink this all. What? Of course not. That is just chamomile and sage. For your nerves, you're trembling like a leaf. Drink up, and do try to breathe. And anyways, that's not how magic works. Though I've found it helpful to give people something to focus on, you can go ahead and think it's the tea doing the magic, if that helps. But the reality is quite a good deal more complicated, and frankly, doesn't bear going into much detail. I'm going to need you to undress for me and lie down on the bed in the corner. Try and relax, dear. Good. Now, I can promise you that nothing will hurt. You might feel some things that surprise you or even give you pleasure. Just focus on my voice and follow my directions, and all will be well. I'll try and explain what's happening in such a way that you can make some sense of it. Good girl. Now, first things first. Breathe in through your nose for 3 counts and exhale through your mouth. Keep doing that while I stoke the fire. I need you to be as calm as you can going into this. Are you warm enough? Good. We'll need the fire not just for warmth, but also as energy for what I'm about to do. I'll be using it to help fuel and direct the magic. A good portion of the magic is in your hands, actually. You are going to need to imagine what you want in vivid detail. You'll need to picture every curve and crevice of your body as you want it to be. Every inch of your new skin. Can you do that? Come to think of it, have you actually seen another woman's body? Or felt one? In childbirth, good grief. Let's not use that as your model. I suppose that clears up our step one, then. Fortunately, I can provide a slightly more desirable example for you. There you are, a young woman's cunt. Give me your hand. You need to learn with your sight and your touch. The mound, short curls of soft hair. Below, the nether lips. Slip your hand between them. That little bit of flesh there, that is where your pleasure will stem from. Even the softest little touch is enough to stir. And lower down. There. You can slip a finger in if you'd like to. But this isn't about my pleasure. This is about fixing what nature did in error. You can remove your hand now. So. Now, close your eyes. I'm going to kiss you. And all the while, I need you to imagine what you'd like yourself to look like when we're done. What you'd like to feel like. Tastes like the different shades of skin and the different textures, the way your flesh will react when your body is taut in arousal. See it in your mind. Imagine how it will feel to have my hand, even my tongue, on your new skin. A woman's soft fingers sliding inside you, caressing you, bringing you to the brink of a new, long-imagined pleasure. Very good. Keep thinking of that while I stroke your skin, just my fingers and my lips. So softly. There. Did you feel that? No, that wasn't a kiss. But it was supposed to feel like one. Are you feeling brave, dear? Then open your eyes. A blade of quartz and a few drops of your blood. Necessary for the next portion of the magic. But you feel how any pain is burned away into intense pleasure. That's the fire doing its work. Well, the fire in my mind. You may keep your eyes open now if you can find it in you to hold the same state of arousal and relaxation you're in now. Eyes soft and breathing slow and deep. I will use a bit of clay for the next part, taken from the riverbank, the flesh of our Mother Earth. The drops of blood I took from you blended with it. The warmth of ashes pulled from my fire, the essence of life from your exhaled breath, and a drop of the moisture of arousal from my body. Here, hold it in your hands. Feel how soft and pliant it is between your fingers. Now, close your eyes again. Stretch the clay into a thinner sheet. Flatten it between your palms. Now lay it over your body where you wish the transformation to take place. Keep your eyes shut, beautiful girl. Breathe in and out. And in and out. Can you picture your new body? See it in your mind while I touch you. Feel my hair brush your shoulders. My lips on your smooth skin. Traveling lower and lower to where you've lain the clay. Now feel my fingers exploring the new curves of you, touching new silky skin. Feel my breath on that little nub of flesh. Feel it begging for my touch. My lips, my tongue. Very good. Scholars from the East claim that a woman's intimate parts are connected to her voice. Make that connection. Moan. Cry out. Scream. Laugh. Make any sound you wish as you feel pleasure break over you. Let your desire and your pleasure out through your mouth while I remove this layer of earth. Open your eyes and see. Your imagining has made it so well, with a little assistance. And what a lovely thing you've imagined, so soft and sweet and beautiful. You'll give and receive such pleasure. I must say, I'm slightly surprised that worked. I've never done anything of the sort before. I don't know if any of us have. This will be something to tell my sisters of. I hope you're not afraid or unhappy. When I cut the clay away, it didn't look like you did. Excellent. Well, you're free to get dressed and be on your way, I suppose. This was an honor, really. It was a new magic, and I wasn't entirely sure I had it in me. I don't quite know how to describe it, but I thank you most heartily for your trust. I hope you find happiness and peace, lovely girl. Safe travels to you.